Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 325, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. All things I think, I see, reflect ideas. All things I think, I see, reflect ideas. This is Salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours, but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Amen. All things I think, I see, reflect ideas. This lesson reminds me of the teaching Regina does. She talks about a cycle. What we think, we'll see. And what we see, we'll believe. And what we believe, we'll think. And it keeps going in a cycle. I think about something and then I'll see it. And then because I see it, I start to believe it. And because I'm believing it, I think about it more. And then I'll see it more. And then I'll believe it more. And the words of this lesson that is the same cycle is he says that what we want or wish for we'll see out in the world as a projection. And then we'll believe it and guard it, protect it, keep it in mind. So he says we want it and wish for it, and so then we see it out in the world. And because we see it out in the world, we believe it and we protect it and guard it. And then we want it more because we are guarding it. And so then we see it more, and it's the cycle. And so he's saying, we break out of the cycle by identifying, discerning, listening to Holy Spirit's guidance, to Holy Spirit's wants and wishes, to what it is giving us as guidance instead of our own thought. And if we replace what we think and what we want and wish for with only that which Spirit guides, then the whole cycle changes. He says it changes into a forgiving thought, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God, offering him a kindly home where he can rest until he journeys on to be with God in heaven. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today to break the cycle. Help me to stay in awareness of the thoughts that I'm buying into. Help me to be discerning and choose to want, to choose to wish for only the thoughts that come from Spirit, from the truth of who I am. Help me to no longer want to see, to wish for, to think about the illusion. And instead, help me to stay grounded in my heart, in my truth, in what is real. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind and the body, getting into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths. Allowing the stress and the responsibility, the memories, the recalling of the day to simply melt away. We come with an open heart and an open mind, wanting to break the cycle of the illusion. For the next few minutes, we lay aside all of our roles and responsibilities, all of our concepts, everything we've been taught. We come to a space where there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing that needs fixing. We let go of all wanting and seeking. From this place of stillness and quiet, with no expectations, no needing it to be any different than it is. In this space, there are no problems. In the present moment, right now, in this instant, are there any problems? If a problem floats up, ask yourself, is this a problem right now in this present moment? if I have nowhere to go and nothing to do, if I am before the thoughts, before the body, before the mind, before the emotions, are there any problems? And if there seems to be a problem, ask yourself, who has a problem? And if you believe you have a problem, then ask yourself, who am I? If I take away everything from the outer world and am simply the internal, the one aware of being aware, can awareness have a problem? Is that me, the problem? Is there a me that problem belongs to? Can awareness of awareness of the problem have a problem? Sitting in this space of awareness, how does it feel right now to have no problems? Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the practice of letting go of the cycle of illusion. Namaste.